and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. No! Welcome to the Wanderlust Wonder segment on See the World with Ajala Nene podcast. This is where we spotlight tourist sites in Africa and beyond. Today, our spotlight is Obunike Caves. The Obunike Caves are located in Obunike, Anambra State, in the southeastern part of Nigeria. It is situated in a valley with tropical rainforests behind the Ogba Hills, in which lies St. Monica College, Obunike. A long walkway of 317 steps built to enable safe and easy descents from the cave. This cave system has 10 tunnels at the main chamber, leading to different directions. Within the tunnels, there are big chambers and other tunnels of varying length, and some of it has interconnections with streams and body of water at various places. Now, there's a fun fact. Tradition demands that visitors enter the cave barefooted, and they are restricted from stepping into a certain small depression made by flowing water on the floor of the cave. So, if you're looking for a cave adventure, put Obunike Caves in your bucket list. All right, our guest for today is ready for us. Jump in with us right now. No, welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, and I am super excited because the person I have here first, she's already chuckling. She's my fairy godmother. That's what I call her. She's been with me from a very tender age, so that's why I say she's very special. So before I start rambling, Auntie Lama, as I always call her. Hello, Auntie.
Hello, Nene.
That's what she calls me. So for this interview, I'll do my best to call you Mrs. Ebuna. But if I say Auntie Uloma, you guys please pardon me, okay? Mrs. Uloma Ebuna is a distinguished leader in the travel and tourism industry, serving as the managing director and CEO of Tour Brokers International Limited, groups of companies. Established in 2022, TBI, as we call it popularly, is an IATA-approved, multi-award-winning company dedicated to promoting tourism services for Nigerian businesses and leisure travelers and expatriates. My fairy godmother, why tourism? What brought you into this industry?
Okay, I always say to people, I stumbled into tourism.
Stumbled?
Yes, I stumbled.
Why are we all stumbling?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why we're all stumbling. I never thought, you know, I would do tourism. Mm. But the Bible always says something to us. What do you have in your hands? Yeah. If you remember the story of Moses and the rod and all of that. And I think basically, you know, God directs your path based on what you have, what talent he's giving you.
What skills you
know,
you have.
Or what skills you have. You know, and I started stumbled into tourism. I used to work in a construction company immediately at left school.
Construction.
Tourism, yes. I worked in a construction company for about 5 months. And I worked in the admin department, and basically I used to, you know, in those, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in those days when we had Nitel, even get your land phones working in the office was a lot of problems.
Yeah.
So I used to go to Nitel like almost every 2 weeks I would be there. And so one day, you know, and like, you know, I'm a very resilient person. I believe everything is possible. So I'm a go-getter.
She doesn't believe in can't and won't.
You know, so And each time I go there, I am like, you know, I'm on everybody's face because I want to ensure that the phones in my office, they are all working well. So one day, one guy said to me, you know something, madam, this job you're doing, I'm not so sure, you know, about it. You do it so effortlessly, and but you're such a resilient person and your PR is brilliant. I have a friend of mine who runs a travel agency.
Okay.
You know, and she's looking for somebody to head her PR section. Do you think it's something you want to do? I just said to myself, travel agency. Hmm. I said, okay. I'm not sure I want to do it, but let me meet this woman. Mm-hmm. So I went and I met somebody I call my mentor today because, I mean, she got me into this business in the first instance, and Mrs. Biodo Ojutalayo, you know. I went, we spoke. I think that interview lasted for about 5 minutes, and she says, I want you, you know, and that was how the journey started. Ooh, so my very first job with her was to, she wanted to do a student's group trip to Brazil and Florida.
Okay.
And so my first assignment was to go around schools and try to convince teachers and parents to get the children to go to Brazil.
Okay.
And I did that.
With you guys.
With Abbey Travels and Tours. Mm-hmm. And I think within 3 months or so, I got about 30 children.
Wow.
You know? And that was my first trip out of the country as well.
Okay.
You know? And this was in 1990.
What year was that?
This was in
1990.
It was in 1990. And then we did that trip. And then on, I knew this was what I wanted to do. And that's why when I decided to set up my own company, I wanted to be a tour operator as against any travel agent.
I think you're even among the first tour operators.
Yes, actually, it's not just being among the first tour operators, being among the first set of graduates that worked in this industry. Mm-hmm. Because prior to then, most people who worked in the travel agency were more of people who couldn't go to the university. Okay. So we're really the first set of people, or among the first set of people who actually were graduating the travel space. Mm-hmm. Unlike now, everybody wants to go there. And also the industry has changed. I mean, mm-hmm, I've been in the industry from when we used to handwrite tickets, from when there was not
calculated tickets. Paper.
Yeah, and from when there was nothing automated to this to now. So this is like my 34th year in travel and tourism. Yeah. So that's how I stumbled. You know? So what was in my hand? Resilient, go-getter, and all of that nice kind. That was it, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Tour Brokers International. TBIs. Full fact, guys, I did my NYC with them. That's where I got the back end of how to be a tour operator.
And then she ran away to go look for money because we weren't paying enough.
I got oil and gas money.
She ran away to go look for oil and gas money. And I called her when she was going, that she was going to come back to.
And I did come back.
She did come back.
And guess who I came to first? I ran to her.
Exactly. She did come back to the tourism space and all, you know. So Tour Brokers, we said we started off in 2002. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've come a long way.
Yeah.
We've come a long way. I say to people, I love my job. I will do it even if I'm not paid to do it. I basically dream it, breathe it, you know, and all. I'm so passionate about what I do. Tour Brokers, we're basically an outbound tour company, even though we're looking inward now as well. We're beginning to do a bit of inbound here and there. And when we started, I always said to people, we're like a lone voice in the wilderness. People really didn't know much about tourism. Everybody knew about travel agents, but people didn't know what it meant to be a tour operator. So we're basically one of the first people who started that in the Nigerian space.
Yeah.
And as travel agencies commissions started dwindling with tickets, mm-hmm, people started looking for other things to do, mm-hmm, and a number of people started coming into the tour space, you know. So you have a lot of tour operators now in Nigeria, and by the way, if I must say, very good, very good ones. Mm-hmm. You know, but what we then did was that because what I always try to do is, okay, I look around, I say, what is no other person doing? Can I do something? So and I now started thinking about, why don't I begin to do tour representation, representing tourism bodies? Mm-hmm. And that's how we got into being the representative of Beds Online in Nigeria. That's how we got into representing Emirates Holidays in Nigeria. And then the baby, my love of my life, representing Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. You know, that's the newest, and we've been doing this, you know, since in 2016, Royal Caribbean International opened their first and currently still the only Royal Caribbean branded office in Africa.
Yes.
So we're still the only Royal Caribbean branded office in
Anybody
Africa.
Anybody that wants to go to Royal Caribbean has to come
still
to
very, I'm still very proud of that. You know, I think we're doing a good job.
Well, you are doing an amazing job, Auntie Lom. I don't understand what you're saying.
Thank you. But again, I have an amazing team.
Yeah.
You know, I think, like I always say to people, that it's not the company is not the company without the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I alone does not represent all brokers. It's the amazing team I work with who are very supportive, and you know.
I must do a call out to Mrs. Odion Chibufwe. She trained me when I was there. She's still there. Right now,
she's the executive director.
Executive director. Very soon, she'll be managing director.
Yes.
Super promoter.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, so I want to give her a shout out.
Yeah.
She has helped TBI grow. Mm. So, Auntie Odi, as I always call you, we love you. Well done.
Well done, Odi.
All right, and so let me go straight to leadership. You've been shying away from it, and I'm saying it here in public, you are a leader in the tourism space, right?
Mm.
And we know you've done a lot at the back end. I was happy to see you at NATOP this year. At least you are at the front. So please tell me about your journey in these associations. I know you have in Nantan, that's National Association of Travel Agents, and NATOP, that's National Association of Tour Operators, right? Please, can you tell me more?
Okay, so when you say I've been shying away, it's not a question of shying away. I think it's a question of stepping back and letting the younger people run the race.
Okay.
Okay? Because I was the publicity secretary of NANTA between 1993 to 1996 or something like that.
Okay.
And then I was the vice president West for NATOP for good 8 years.
Okay.
And, you know, the way I look at it is that when we were doing this, you didn't have too many people in the industry at that point.
I agree.
You didn't have too many young people in the industry at that point in time. And whichever way you look at it, I've been in this industry for 35 years. I believe that the younger people, as they grow, they have a lot more to offer, right? I do not believe otherwise it would be the Nigerian story, you know, where the older ones keep wanting to be in power and they're not making rooms for the younger ones. So I believe that at some point in time, you need to step back and then you can support the younger ones whichever way you can. I mean, I've been a member of the BOT for NATOP for like how many years now? Four years or 5 years, and I don't remember exactly now. You know, so I would rather be like a BOT member and support the association at some point in time, really. So it's not a question of shying away. It's just a question of you need to let the young people actually lead the way at some point in time. There were people who were there before we came into the scene. The step back for us to shine, you need to actually step back and let the younger people lead the way. So at this point in time, what I do more is like I mentor people. I say to my team members, I need you to step into a place and let them see you as the MD of tour brokers. So you need to own it. Do you understand? You need to own it. You need to own what you do.
Okay.
So I do not encourage situations where people come and they say, oh, I need to see the MD. My question is, what are you people doing? Why do they need to see the MD?
Hmm.
The MD is not going to be there forever.
Yeah.
So the point is, you need to be able to run a company in such a way that when you step aside, the company still stands. So that the company can actually outlive you. So you have a succession plan and the company can actually outlive you. And that's the point I am at this point. And I say to my team members, listen, this company has to continue. Even after my chairman, Mr. Lutfemi Adefokpe, is no more, even after when myself, the MD, is no more, this company has to continue. Yeah. And so it's a question of having a succession plan. And so people need to feel confident enough that your succession plan is not based on your children, that they have a stake in the organization.
Yeah.
And when people have a stake in the organization, they feel a lot better, mm-hmm. and they put in their best.
That ownership.
You know, so that's the way I see it. So, yes. I mean, I am currently doing a PhD in organizational in organizational leadership.
Yeah.
So I sincerely believe in leadership, but So I'm doing a doctorate in it because I want to be able to give back. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to be in a situation where, you know, I'm mentoring the younger ones. I'm doing consultancy for people and all, still in the tourism, still in the tourism space. Yes. Mm-hmm. So again, it's not a question of shying away. It's a question of, I just think that I just feel that you need to give the younger people room to grow and to show what it is they are doing. I believe that if I see top brokers in the next 10 years, I'll be so proud of it because I have a Amen. Team of people who I know will take top brokers to the next level. Yeah. I keep saying to them, our prayers is that our children do better than us.
Yeah.
And that's what it is for me.
By the way, I want to commend you on your PhD. You have actually inspired me now to want to do PhD. No, I've right there in my journal. And two mama said, young lady, start thinking about doing your PhD. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually about to do my master's. I actually have, that was the news I wanted to tell you. I'll start my master's very soon.
Good to know.
In communication management.
Fantastic.
And then from there, we'll do the PhD.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Never
Thank
stop
you for
learning.
Inspiration.
Never stop learning. My late father used to say, when you stop learning, you start dying.
Yeah. And that's very true.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to some fun stuff. Okay.
Three things people don't know about
I like this
me.
Question. People always pause and start thinking.
Because I don't know what people don't know about me.
Hey, what do you think that people don't know about you?
But I can be very playful.
I agree, because she's a workaholic. I mean, with this song, what was this song that we play with? So our song that's singing, always working. I forgot the Nigerian song. Anytime I hear that song, I remember you. Yep. Because you're a workaholic, yeah, but I know you know how to play.
And people think that all I do
is walk.
But I play a lot.
Walk. Anytime I hear that song, I always remember
I play a lot. I love to dance.
Sometimes
when we have team bonding activities and I come out and I start dancing and my team are like, oh wow.
So yeah, mama can actually dance. I agree. I know she likes dancing. Because growing up with you, I used to see all those parties we had back then. Used to dance. By the way, I grew up with her in cartoons to dance. So she was one of my babysitting mommies. My parents used to take us to her house. Oh gosh, I was like 6, 7, 8 years old. So you see, I'm her baby. All right, number two. What other thing?
Maybe I should ask you. I think you know me well enough to know what people don't know about me.
She loves to cook.
Oh yeah,
guys, auntie can cook. Guys, yeah, she can cook. She taught me how to bake.
I love to.
You taught me how to bake cake. Yeah. She taught me how to make meat pie. Mm-hmm. She taught me how to make pizza, donut, and what she makes them.
I
cream caramel.
Yeah, I love to cook.
She loves to cook. Yeah. She can cook from morning to night.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true.
That's true.
Yeah, I love to cook. Okay, so fine. So three fun facts people don't know about me. I love to play a lot. Love to dance. I love to cook.
All right. So tell us your most. I know you have traveled around the world, but which one is your most? The kind of the country you love to go and visit again and again. I know it's a hard question for you, but I know.
I won't say a country.
Okay.
I would say a destination.
All right, so which destination?
Cruising. Cruising.
Okay, tell them why.
I said to people, cruising is a destination.
I agree.
Right? So when you see, I can be on a cruise ship. Actually, let me tell you one of the things I really would love to do when I retire. Mm-hmm. When I do retire, I would actually want to live on a cruise ship if it's possible. And there are people. Yeah, because some people will say to you, it's actually cheaper.
My husband
was saying to me the other day, you know what, we just take a cruise for 6 months. And when the children want to visit us, they can visit us at certain points.
And the foreign docks.
Do you understand? You know, so I say destination because cruising itself is a destination.
True.
It's a destination.
True.
It's a one-stop destination. You get everything you want. You're able to see the world. I mean, if you're going to do a 7-night cruise, you're probably able to see 3 destinations without packing and unpacking, without jumping from one plane to the another, without jumping from one airport to the other and things like that. So yes, for me, cruising is a destination. That is a destination I would want to visit over and over again. But in terms of country, Bali.
Bali?
Yes, in terms of country, Bali.
Why Bali?
I think I like the authenticity of Bali. I love the way they are so immersed in their culture. I love the way they're so immersed in their culture. And Bali is one of the places you will go to and you will spend very little money for an amazing holiday.
Really? Five, even to now?
Yeah, that's very popular. Five-star holidays are cheap. Their five-star hotels are cheap. And, you know, beautiful five-star hotels. Okay. I think I just like the authenticity of the place. You know, and it's very serene, you know, beautiful. You just disappear into your own world.
Are you sure I will not follow you
tomorrow? You just disappear into your own world. I don't know if this is going to be recorded, but I'm actually looking at my 60th birthday in Bali.
Yeah, we have somewhere to go in Bali.
So Bali.
All right, so just to let you guys understand the cruise part, for my 25th, was it 26th birthday? It was TBI Cruise that did my Royal Caribbean trip for 7 days in Europe, and I didn't want to come back. I didn't want to come back. Yeah. And I agree with her. It's an experience. It's your hotel is just one place. You can be in three countries, and your hotel is the ship. And you will eat to you. If you love food, you will eat to you pop. I had a seasickness problem there because I was eating too much. Yeah. All right, so to wrap this, MC, what advice do you have to the young people coming into the industry? We, they're already there. And then to our fellow elders.
Well, for our elders, all I need to say to them is thank you. I want to thank them for the part they have played in establishing the travel and tourism space in Nigeria. And I want to give a shout out to my chairman and my partner, Mr. Olufemi Adefokwe. He's done an amazing job in this industry.
Yes, he's done an amazing job. Can you tell them what he has done, a few things he has done, so they know how he's special?
He's done an amazing job. I mean, he was one of the very first, you know, industry icons. He's represented several airlines as their GSA. So he's giving airlines comfort to come into Nigeria. People like Delta Air, Airline,
Iberia,
Kenya Airways, Rwanda Air, Air Cote d'Ivoire, Cameroon Airlines, you know. I mean, so he's giving them the comfort that, oh, yes, you can come into Nigeria. There's somebody who is here to represent your interests and things like that. You know, and he's an amazing person. So unassuming.
So down to earth.
Down to earth. Full of integrity, you know, and all. Yeah, so I want to give a shout out to people like him when we talk about our elders in the industry. For those of us who are still in the travel space, you know, all I can say is let's keep doing what we're doing. To be a travel agent or a tour operator, it's not something that makes you rich overnight.
Say that again, Auntie.
That is why people like Lele do youth service and run away. But stay the course. Remain focused.
I'm back.
The reward eventually comes.
Yeah.
For the young people, I will encourage you. It's an industry that in this country, I see, you know, if the government can just take their eyes away a bit from oil and concentrate on tourism, tourism is a mint.
I call it the oil well that doesn't go dry.
Absolutely. It's an oil well that doesn't go dry.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So stay the course, you know. Let's keep hoping things work out in Nigeria and that the government begin to realize that tourism is actually the way to go in this country. We probably would have been retired by when that happened.
But we'll be coming to you for mentorship.
But for the younger people, I can tell you that tourism will pay you a lot more than most other industries will if it's done properly in Nigeria.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Antuloma. I'm sorry, dude, I just couldn't help it. I had to call Antuloma throughout this. That's how special it is. Thank you.
Welcome.
I know you're a very busy woman. It took me 3 times to get her here. So thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Thank you for being that big mom to me, even before I entered the industry. So you're special. You've always been special to me. So before I start crying, bye guys.
I'm about to start crying. So thanks, Nene.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.